There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Welcome to the JD Cymru South podcast, where the wind may have blown away quite a few fixtures last week, but there was action which has blown Swansea University to the top of the table. Reaction from that team coming up. Also, an in-depth interview with Wayne Stevens and Jonah's look at what's coming up in the next few days of action. But first, Jonah, Swansea University on top on their own merit. What do you make of that?
They've done really well, Swansea University. It's their first season in this league, don't forget. They beat Llanelli 3-2 Saturday. They were 2-0 down. Two goals by Will Toms and Arian Sobers in the second half. They've done well to be 3-2 ahead. David Evans' boys really, really playing well. Big game again, but it seems to be going from game to game, big game to big game. Haverford West away this week. Second top scorers in the league, Haverford West. Second place in the league. So what a game Saturday down in West Wales. Swansea Uni travel down to Haverford West. Great place to play. It's a big game for Swansea Uni. It's also a big game for Haverford West. And that just shows credit to Swansea Uni, because anybody going to Haverford West on 50-50 terms in this league must be doing well.
I'll let you hear from the man who helped a little bit in that victory over Llanelli, Will Toms, scoring a brace.
Players were buzzing after the win on Saturday. It was a good shift from everyone to come back and get the 3 points against such a great team like Llanelli. With the run, we're taking each game as they come, and as we know very little about the sides we come up against. But we're definitely over the moon the way that the season has gone so far. And the table is shaping up to be a great contest, with very little room for error, making every game for us feel like cup final. Played against Haverford West last year in the cup, and I believe we conceded a goal late in extra time. From what I can remember, they are a football side, and by looking where they are positioned in the table, Friday night's fixture will be a great contest. I'm unsure on the result, but I believe if we take our chances, it'll put us instead to get the W. Otherwise, a team like Haverford West will definitely capitalise on the missed opportunities and will punish us.
So, one man who's been cooking up a storm for Llanelli, Wayne Stevens. He seems to be doing every job at the club at the moment. The most recent one, of course, is he's standing in as manager, and I've caught him mid-potato boil. How are you, Wayne?
Yeah, good, Matt. Thank you very much. Really good. Yeah, you're right. Just put the potatoes on, right, ready for dinner for the wife when she comes home.
Oh, even she's got you under control, mate. It's efficient. You're an efficient man, aren't you? Because you're doing all the sort of stuff at the club shop and obviously taking on this extra responsibility. You're a very well-organised man, I can see.
Tried to be. Organisation skills are, stretched at the minute, I got to be honest. But we're trying to get there as a team. You know, we're working hard to get things right.
Now, look, I know you'd be disappointed at that result with Swansea University. I think my 2 points to you on that game are, they are a heck of a team, aren't they? Have we underestimated them?
Yeah, I think, really, really good side. Really fit. Obviously, you know, they got all the facilities there and everything in the background. Good management team as well. And a good set of guys there. I was having a good chat with the substitute bench as the game was going on, you know, and there was some good fun between the two benches. So, yeah, they had a really good side on and off the field.
And my second question to you about the game, because a lot of games got called off last weekend, and I know, obviously, the pitch was excellent down there, the guys at Swansea University were well organised and could host the event, but what kind of football do you get in a game where it's non-stop wind and rain? Is it the sort of football that is conducive to deciding titles and trophies?
I've got to say that, the wind was strong there the weekend. And I did think that it was going to be a game of two halves, and it was a game of two halves, obviously. You know, like I said, we went in 2-0 at half-time with the wind. They came out with the wind second half, 3-2. But let's not take it away, you know, from the conditions that, we were unlucky to get a point there, to be honest. Two under goals and the stoppage time goal by them, you know. But the wind conditions, I don't think they had a massive effect. What I will say is that, you know, although the pitch was excellent and it might have been a bit windy, we still got to take into consideration people's welfare, players' welfare. We've got to get to these venues I know because I've got my own courier business, and it was a yellow warning, I believe, the weekend.
Anyway, let's move on from that. So here you are, Wayne, managing, minding your own business, working with the club, and then suddenly you get a tap on the shoulder and say, Andy Hill's left, you're in charge. How did that feel?
Yeah, a shock to the system. Everybody thinks I've put myself there because I want to be there. Let's make one thing very clear. I've never intended to be in a position where I want to manage Llanelli Town AFC. I'm you know, general manager, chairman now, if you want to call it, this year. You know, my father's the secretary. I do everything else off the field. Myself, my father, and other committee we have made up of family members. And now, you know, it was a shock, really shock to the system when Andy decided to resign and give me that phone call on that Tuesday last week. Because, like I say, we've always supported Andy. And now, because of where we are with the situation of the criteria, somebody's got to go in place where they're either on an UEFA A licence, or they've completed a UEFA A licence course. And unfortunately for me, that is me at this time, this moment in time. So I've had to step in and hopefully with a team around me that can get us at least to the new year, ready to appoint a new manager.
So you feel that it might take that long to get somebody through the door? You'd say new year there, so you're going to be the boss up until Christmas?
I think so, yeah. I think we've had a good long, hard think about it. We're going to put the advertisement out now the 1st November. We want to look at the structure of the club. This is the time now. If we're going to do things, we want to do it properly. We don't want to rush into it. I've got some really good people off the field now sitting on my shoulder and talking in both ears, I want to say. And, you know, very experienced guys, you know, and we want to get it right. We want to get the structure right throughout the club. We want to see the link or the gap closed between the first team and the youth, or I would say the academy football. We worked really hard, and again, I set that up 3-4 years ago now, the academy. So we want to see that gap closed, and we want to see players coming through. But that doesn't mean that the players that we got now in the first team are not good enough, because I back them 110%. But when we say we want to take our time, we want to have a good month to see who's going to apply for it. We want to appoint somebody in December. But as you know, it's the first season this year that the Cymru South, now we've got the transfer window as well, which means it's going to be difficult for a new manager to come in now and see what they got and get players in, move players around, because everybody's going to have their own little opinion on how they want to run their own team.
It sounds like, and if I was cynical, it sounds like you guys launching a challenge to get back into the Premier League has got a whole lot harder, and maybe this has taken you a step backwards?
Yeah, definitely. Andy Hill is one big loss to our club, a massive loss. Like I say, I've worked with Andy very closely on a daily basis for the last couple of years. He's one big loss, along with Simon Dyer, and Wyn Edwards, the goalkeeping coach. No, they've all departed. So for me to sit here and speak on the phone and to say that, no, we're just going to get on with it and we're going to go into the Welsh Premier, I'll be lying. Every day is difficult in football, and we're trying our best to get back on track.
And I suppose you're planning to leave them in that good position starts this weekend. How do you fancy your chances?
Yeah, come on, I'm on a really good side. Again, I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but at Stepney Park, like I say, it's one of the best grass pitches in, I would say, in definitely in the Welsh Premier and, well, all tiers of football in Wales. So it's a good playing surface. They're going to come down there. You know, it's there. Compared to what they play on, I'm saying their pitch is bad, but when you look, compare it to Stepney Park, to them, it's coming down and playing on an excellent surface. They're going to play football. We played them in the Welsh Cup last week, and the second half in that game, you know, we just couldn't finish. It could have been, we could have had several goals in that game, but we just didn't finish. So this week we're going to go out strong and see if we can get a really positive result after last week's result, because that was a sickener to us, to be honest, to lose in stoppage time after all the effort that went into the game from all the players.
Well, some interesting comments from the standing manager, Wayne Stevens, there, Jonah. Believes that Llanelli will not get a new permanent boss until around Christmas or the new year. And that may change the way that they view this season.
Listen, clubs get problems, right? And take my hat off to Wayne. Top man. You know, like you said, he does committee work. He's doing the managing work as well. Now, every club needs people like Wayne. And he's a shining example of, you know, top club men at top clubs are very important. I'm sure he haven't got his badges for nothing, so he knows enough about the game. Maybe he'll have a couple of games and get a few wins and start to enjoy it a bit. But listen, all the best, right? It's not the greatest of times to go in at the club when your manager's left on uncertain terms. But good luck to him. Good luck to him. He got the likes of Tim Parker, right? He's top goal scorer with 10 goals. Nathan Logan, 2 goals last week. They got defeated last week and they'll be disappointed. But they've got to go again. And they played Cumberland United, who were defeated to Pontypridd in midweek. They're down to 15th now. They'll find it hard. But this is usually a little bit of a derby with players who played for each other. So the Cumberland lads can look up and think, this might be the time to play Llanelli to get some points off them. They need points. It just might be the time. But Smartman, he says, home win for Llanelli. But, you know, in different times at the moment.
We don't normally talk about the Nathaniel MG Cup contest on this podcast, but we obviously have to this week. Special mention to STM Sports. A fantastic achievement finding themselves in the semi-final draw. And we're going to do a special podcast on who their foes and opponents might be after they beat Newtown on penalties. Jonah, we always talk about the good stuff that STM do in this league, but we have to especially say that beating a Welsh Premier League side and getting themselves into that semi-final is quite a big achievement for a relatively small club.
13 years ago, I think, man, let's let a few people in the Cymru South know what this is all about. I think it was 13 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, that they were playing on the Parks. So they come through the Parks, they come through the Alliance or whatever league, they come into the Cymru South League, no, after the Welsh League, and they go to Newtown, most probably their greatest night in their history, Wednesday night. They defeat Newtown away on penalties, quarter-final of the big one of the big cups at the top of Welsh domestic football. Congratulations for what they've done so far. They got Cwmbrian Celtic this Saturday. It'll be a big, big game for Cwmbrian, but I'm sure Nana will want to take it on. Nana and Dale Gardner will want to take it on. Well, they have to do. They lost at home last week to Britton Ferry. I think they lost at home a couple of games ago as well to Avon Lido. Title winners, and that is, it's a big ask early as this, but title winners usually win most of their home games. So the boys at STM will know they need to win home games to win titles. But tough game for Cwmbrian Celtic, Nicky Morgan and company. Real tough game. So I think they'll take it, the Celtic boys will take a point against the undoubted team of the week in Welsh football.
Well, they might not have been so happy a few days before because Britton Ferry beat them in the league, but that put a big cheesy smile on the face of Carl Shaw, because what a week he's had, beating STM on Saturday and then beating Undy in their 975th contest in this league, I think, this week. Let's hear from Carl first, and then Jonah's going to talk about where they take this forward in this weekend's game.
Yeah, we've had a very good couple of days, to be honest. Winning away at STM on Saturday, followed that up last night then with a good win against Hendy at home. To take 6 points over them, two difficult games, was very pleasing, especially on Saturday when we were 2-0 down after 3 minutes. The boys showed great character to get back into the game and then finally to go on and win the game. Last night, I think we played very well, to be fair. It's the best we've played as for a full game this season, I would say. So hopefully we can continue this run going now. We've got a tough game on Saturday, home to Caerphilly. Obviously we know where Caerphilly are in the league table, but all the years I've played and managed at this level, I've never had an easy game against Caerphilly. I watched them last month when they played Llanelli, and to be fair, they were very, very unlucky to lose that game in the last minute. So we won't be taking anything lightly this weekend. They're a good side. I think they've just been a bit unlucky so far this season. We'll plan, and hopefully we can perform again and get another 3 points come Saturday.
It's a superb run for Britton Ferry. And all I hope is Carl Shaw haven't got Mark Jones on the same goal bonus he used to be on years ago. Otherwise, they'll be skinned by Christmas. It's a 2 hat-tricks in 2 games. Your number 9, 2 hat-tricks in 2 games. That's what you want. That's what you want to put you back in a title scrap. Mark, you know, we can go on about managers. We can go on about, you know, committees and everything, right? But it's all about these boys out in the park. And if your number 9 gets you 6 goals in 2 games, they'll start firing you up the league and they deserve everything they get. Great, great, great week for them. 4-3 against STM away, 4-0 against Andy on Tuesday night. You can't fault them, mate. They're at home to Caerphilly. No wins still yet for Caerphilly. So they'll have to dig in. But they got some experience there. I noticed they got James Dixon. Used to bag the goals in for Barry. Lloyd Toggill and Jerome Maynard have both won the league before. Welsh League Division 1 with Caerphilly. So They really got to set about hard work now and try and get points. It's difficult for them Saturday because at the moment, Ferry are one of the teams to watch.
So let's have a spin through some other games that are happening this weekend. And Goitre United have been very unlucky with the weather. It's been a bit of a curse for them. They've not really been able to get all of their games played so far this season. Llantwit Major for them this weekend, Jonah. How's that going to go?
Goitre, John O's team have only played 8 games in the league this season. You know, they've been unfortunate with the weather, but they want to win here. They've had 3 wins and a draw at home. 3 points could see them climb as high as 9th. And I did speak to Lee in the week, and they've had some injury problems. He didn't want to come on here, he said, and tell everybody or moan to everybody about their injury problems. So it's up to me to do it. They've been ravaged by injury. So he's got half a squad at the moment, which could be to Llantwit Major's advantage. Again, Llantwit, they're a good side. They're a decent side. They've scored 20, conceded 18 this season. They've 4 wins for Darren Robinson's team so far. So type of game they both think they can win. Goitre, like I said, injury ravaged, but need a win to get back into the close to the top half. And Llantwit, they just go under the radar every week. And were they to pick up a point here, it would be another smashing point for the Vale of Glamorgan team and progress being made every game for Llantwit.
Taffswell against Cambrian and Clonech. Who's going to be the boss here?
The Wellmen are 12th, Cambrian are 6th. Yeah, we said last week, Cambrian, they won their first 5. They didn't play last week, but they beat their local rivals in the cup, which was a good win on a seer. So that was their last game out, so they'll still come into this with confidence. It's a tough test. Dane, I think, will look now to his front men. Is Sam Johnson, Leon Jacker up top. He's still got Sam Jones as well. They're good players at this level. They've got to start putting the ball in the back of the net in the league like they did in the cup to get Cambrian up where they most probably believe they should be. Taffswell at Rudar, they want to get something from this game, like we said. They've done okay so far this season. Stevie Williams, with a different squad to what he had last year, he's trying to bring in youngsters all the time. Any point they get against Cambrian and Clinic, who are an established top 6 team now in this league, would be a good point for the Wellmen. And I could see this maybe as the draw of the week. This is our one again. This could be the draw of the week.
Well, Ponty did well in their midweek games, even if Andy didn't. The two sides meet. How's it going to go?
Speaking of JJ in midweek again, Jonathan Jones. Good win. Lee Baldock and Josh Maksovic got the goals against Cumamon. So that's a fantastic win for them. They'll want to build on that. And this is the type of game they can build on. Andy were defeated midweek. So Mark Crook and Andy Beattie are one of them to get back, you know, back on a level pegging. They would see Ponty as somewhere where they could go and win. Ponty, after their win, will want another one. This could get Ponty's, like we said, we talked about patches of games where you can get 6 or 9 points in a row and they're massive at any level. So another win for Ponty would be tremendous. And Ponty, after their big defeat, I think, I'm sure, would take a point.
Well, the juggernaut that is Ammanford will be going to the Marston Stadium this weekend. And, you know, let's not rule out a Lido victory here because they've been picking themselves up as well, haven't they?
Well, Ammanford, they could make a 9 consecutive victories, Mark, on Saturday. They've been tremendous, Ammanford. You know, they've been, people look at the likes of Truns up top and Robinson, and a couple of the youngsters are making their way as well. You mustn't forget as well, key men, young Dale Jones, he was player of the season last year, and he's still in the centre of that midfield, breaking up the play, sometimes goes unnoticed. But to go 9 wins in a row, that would be absolutely unbelievable. The Lido, I think they had a point the last time out against Cumbrian. They still got, like I say, they got the likes of Kai, they got the likes of Liam McCreesh. You know, they got plenty of experience. They got the likes of Sasha Walters. They'll draw on that now. So it's a blend with the Lido of experience and youngsters. And there's one thing about the Lido. They never worry about anybody who they play against. Okay, their results are not the greatest, but there's no fear in the Lido camp. There never has been. So whether they play, you know, Ammanford top of the league or whoever's bottom of the league, it's just another game to them, and they'll look at it as a game they can get something from.
Well, that's a lot from us. Hopefully the weather won't play its role this week as much as it did last week. Next weekend, we're back on JD Welsh Cup duty, so some unfamiliar voices from other clubs hoping to upset the apple cart on this podcast. You may have noticed that poor old Jonah has been suffering with the sniffles all week. If you do see him around and about this week, do give him some Strepsils, eh? Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best, Mark, and thanks for the lemsip.